We have created you from the earth. Into it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you back to life once again. We showed Pharaoh all kinds of our signs, but he denied them and gave no heed. He said, "Have you come to drive us out of our land with your magic, O Musa? Well, we confront you with magic to match yours. Let us fix a day when both of us should meet. Neither we nor you shall fail to keep it, in a place where both shall have even chances." Musa replied, "Let it be the day of festival, and let the people be assembled before noon." Pharaoh then withdrew, concerted his plan, and came back. Musa addressed them, saying, "Woe to you for this challenge! Do not forge a lie against Allah by calling it magic, lest he destroy you by a scourge, for whosoever forges a lie will indeed be disappointed." Hearing this, they debated their case among themselves, whispering to one another. Finally they said, "These two are certainly expert magicians who intend to drive you out from your land with magic, and to do away with your best traditions. Therefore, muster up all devices and face them with a united front." Finally, when the day of confrontation came, Pharaoh said, "Whoever comes out victorious this day shall prevail." The magician said, "O Musa, will you throw down first, or shall we?" Musa replied, "Go ahead and throw down first." Suddenly it appeared to Musa as if their cords and staffs were moving about because of their magic, and Musa conceived fear within himself. We said, "Do not be afraid. You will surely come out on top. Throw that which is in your right hand. It will swallow up all that they have produced. What they have produced is nothing but a magician's trick, and a magician can never succeed against a miracle, no matter how skillful he may be." When the magicians saw the serpent of Musa swallowing all their display, being professionals, they knew that it was not a magic trick. So the magicians humbled themselves by prostrating and said, "We believe in the Rabb of Harun and Musa." Pharaoh said, "How dare you believe in him without my permission? Surely he must be your master who taught you witchcraft. Well, I will cut off your hands and feet on alternate sides and crucify you on trunks of palm trees. Then you will know which one of us can give a more terrible and more lasting punishment." The magicians replied, "We can never prefer you over the miracle which we have witnessed in him who has created us. Therefore, do whatever you will. You can only punish us in this worldly life. As for us, we have believed in our Rabb so that he may forgive us our sins and the magic you have forced us to practice. Better is the everlasting reward of Allah. Surely, he who will come to his Rabb as a sinner shall be consigned to hell, wherein he shall neither die nor live, while he who will come to him as a believer and has done good deeds shall have the highest ranks, gardens of Eden beneath which rivers flow to live therein forever. Such is the reward of those who purify themselves from evil."